any agreement or any deal between European institutions and Morocco shouldn't include Western Sahara, because Western Sahara is not part of Morocco. If you remember, the International Court of Justice in Hague said in 1975 that there is no any kind of sovereignty of Morocco over Western Sahara. Any deal, in order to be in accordance with the international law, with the international legality, shouldn't include the Western Sahara territory. So I must say, for this agreement, like for the fish agreement, we are quite concerned, because the products of Western Sahara shouldn't be introduced in the European Union by the Moroccan occupying power.
Is this deal against international law then, especially considering that many of the tomato farms, for example, in this deal are in the Western Sahara and not in Morocco?
Of course, it's stealing Sahrawi products and their mineral resources and their agricultural resources, fish products, because once again, Western Sahara is not part of Morocco. Its fate is not determined yet. And I mean also that the owner of these products is the Sahrawi people, who are living in exile, who are living under oppression, so they are not handing their own resources. So in this case, once again, it seems to me that this agreement, because it doesn't determine the boundaries and limiting the area of application, it's once again is not in conformity with the international legality, is not respecting the international law, is not respecting the UN resolution.
Who else is affected by this latest deal between the European Union and Morocco?
It's very clear that even among Europeans, many voices raised to say that this agreement is not in benefit of the agricultures of the small peasants, neither in Morocco or neither in Europe itself. So it's quite frustrating for many Europeans. And as you know, also many MPs in European Parliament voted against this agreement. And if you add to that that the Sahrawi people also are damaged, are frustrated by this agreement, because they shouldn't be concerned in this agreement, they shouldn't be involved, Western Sahara territory should be involved in this deal. So it's quite clear that this agreement is not receiving any consensus from European, as from the Moroccan or from the Sahrawi people.